The work is painstakingly laborious as Tatiana Nikiforova crawls on her hands and knees through dense grass while methodically scanning the ground. She's one of many female deminers with the Halo Trust, the world's largest humanitarian mine clearance organization. A local, she had worked as a barmaid before the war, but the conflict changed all that.
In a word, I never thought the war would affect me in such a personal way. You know, war is war, and I helped people here. But during the fighting in Kramatorsk, my godfather was killed. We were very close, and so this was the main reason, the main motivation, to go and demine my land.
With the Danish demining group is Yelena Chervigina. She comes from an area currently not under the control of the Ukrainian government. As an internally displaced person and a single mother of a three-year-old son, she explains why she has chosen this dangerous work.
Why am I doing this job? Well, first of all, there are many children like my son who live here in these parts. Someone needs to clear this land to make it safe so that children can feel secure. That's why I'm doing this, so they can live in a safe environment without fear and go for walks in the woods like before.
Tatiana lives in one of the eastern region's main cities. Working with the Halo Trust, she's developed an intimate knowledge of mine clearance. Nevertheless, she's still amazed at how people living in urban areas are oblivious to the threat that mines pose.
I would tell them to check if the area had been cleared of mines. It doesn't matter if you're going to pick mushrooms, look for berries, go fishing in the nearby lakes and rivers. Always be vigilant. Check on the internet what shape or form do mines and booby traps come in. Some have the shape and form very similar to food or soft drink cans. You only live once, so be very careful.
Yelena says the work done by the Danish demining group is invaluable in getting the rural community back on its feet. Active demining operators in Ukraine have so far mapped over 15 million square meters of mined land. So what does the future hold for the people who live in the Ukrainian countryside?
At the moment, I think nothing will change. It will take years to clear all of the mines and munitions. For some people, it may be that they have no way out, like displaced refugees. They will continue to live in rural areas. For others who love their house, neighbours, fields, and don't want to go anywhere else, they hope for the best. We also try to help, to do our bit, no matter how small it may be.
The mining efforts here in eastern Ukraine, like in other parts of the world, most likely will span over the next few decades. For women like Tatiana and Yelena, they have not only found a new purpose in mine clearance while risking their lives on a daily basis, for them it's a personal endeavor to make the Ukrainian countryside safe again for their children. Philip Warwick, RFI, Eastern Ukraine.